Blog Talk Radio.
Madden voice. 3, 2, 1, now. And it is showtime. Live, Commissioner T here, the Madden voice. Hey, let me apologize, you know, for last night. I mean, you know, it wasn't really my fault, but it was my fault. But it wasn't my fault. I said last week, come hook or crook, I was going to do a show. last night, I did say that, and I had every intention on doing a show, and you know, sometimes life gets in the way no matter what, and I it just wasn't going to happen. Yesterday was a very long day from work, and yeah, I just couldn't pull it off. Snowstorm threatening New England and all types of things going on, and you know, instead of doing something just to do it on the date of the 10th anniversary of the Madden Voice, I just decided to delay it a day and just kind of go from there, you know, and try to give a quality show instead of something just to hold up to date. Because it's still the 10th anniversary. It's just, you know, it would have been cool to do it on the exact day, right? I mean, that would have been hot, but you know, didn't work out that way. So, but you know, hey, we're here tonight, going to be on for about an hour. And, you know, I don't really have an agenda. You guys know how I roll. For all you fans out there that have listened to this show, first of all, thank you. You know, whoever you are, wherever you are, most of you, I don't know, probably will never know, but thank you. But you know how we roll. We kind of sometimes we have a tight agenda, and other times we just kind of shoot from the hip. You know, today is going to be a shoot from the hip day. Tonight, I should say. So let me peek outside. Okay, got a little snow. You know, they didn't do anything like they said, which I guess is okay. They, nothing like what the weatherman said up here in New England. They you know, a foot of snow and this and that. And nah, I can see my street. I mean, my grass has some snow on it, but I can see my street. So why am I telling you that? Because I can. But anyway, let me bring on my co-host, man. You know how we do it here. Let me bring him on. I'm stalling a little bit because I'm having a little technical difficulty. So when you hear me talking, but I'm not really saying anything, that's a hint that I'm having some technical difficulty. I have solved a technical difficulty. I think I'm good. Let me try this out. JB, my brother. Actually, my brother. From the same mother. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yes, sir. I am here, and I will give you as much as I can because I am sick again.
Notice you said again. I'm glad you said again.
No, this time, the weather here, I don't know if you've been watching, but it's been crazy. It's been 60s and 70s one day and then 40s the next. I think today it was...
Oh, jeez.
Mid-40s, and it's supposed to be mid-60s. But then allergies kick in, too, so I'm a hot mess.
Such a rough life you live. Wow. You know, 60s to the 40s, man. I don't know what I would do with that.
I don't know, but I'm going to rough it out.
Let me send you the rolling my eyes emojis. Anybody who lived down south needs to don't complain about no weather. You grew up here in New England. You know how we roll. You don't get to complain. You do not get to complain.
I like consistency, and you know that. And it's been anything but.
Yeah, but it's still consistently warmer than what we get.
Actually, it was not last week. It might have been the week before. It was warmer there than it was here.
Okay,
in between
Yeah, exactly. The exception. Don't point out the exception. Let's look at the norm. The norm
is what got me sick.
Okay, Arthur. Kind of like your phone.
It got me.
Yes. Anyway, so I do have to play something. Hold on, it's coming. Here we go. Wait a minute. Here we go. Okay, I guess I'm still having technical difficulties.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
It is. So the Madden Voice started March 20th of 2008. And this show tonight would be show 296. So, you know, there might be a couple of more. It might be closer to 300 just because of the way Blog Talk Radio tracks the shows. And we've had issues where I had to remove a show and this and that. So, you know, I almost just feel like saying, you know what, it's show 300. 300 just is a nice number, and it works well. 10 years of shows, 30 shows a year, roughly, in 10 years. And, you know, when the Madden Voice started, it was actually – and I played the little the very first show clip. I'm going to play it again now because it obviously makes more sense to play it now than it did, you know, last week. But so just kind of check this out a little bit and get a little taste of how we got started. Hold on, I'm doing a little stalling thing again because here it is.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is the inaugural edition of Hey, Check That Music Out. You gotta like it. All right. Welcome to the inaugural edition of EAFL Madden.com Radio. This is the commissioner, T, as I have known. And this is really just a dry run. I've never used Blog Talk Radio before. So this is a dry run to see how this is going to work out and to kind of give it a shot. So we're going to see how it goes. We are expecting a special guest to be calling in any time now. Prime Time King, if you will, is supposed to be calling in any moment and joining us, and it should be fun.
Okay, that's enough. I don't really hear no more. So, you know, basically, in brief, I'm not going to go through every nuance of the 10-year history. I'm going to give highlights. But, you know, so we were doing Madden. You know, the train was involved at the time. Some other people were involved. And, you know, I was actually in a chat room with some guys in the league trying to figure out what else to do to really get the word out about this great Madden league that we had called the EAFL, which stood for EA Sports Football League. And, yeah, I used their name, and I didn't care if they liked it because what are you going to do, sue me? Yeah, good luck with that. And this guy said, you know, hey, you should think about doing like a radio show, like a podcast. So we went over to another site and started doing just a podcast. No ability to go live, just did a podcast. And honestly, I don't even remember the site. I wish I did. I'd love to go and see if they still had the first two or three shows we did. I guess really we did go over 300 because we did a handful of shows there. But I didn't like it. No interaction, no ability to go call-ins. It was just a podcast. You recorded it, you uploaded it, you sent people the link, and that was it. And so then this other kid, and he was young. Because, you know, if you think 10 years ago, I was, you know, 40-ish, right? 40, 39, 40, 40. Well, if this show started 10 years ago, so let's go back 11 years. So, yeah. So, like, 39, 40. Damn, I'm old. But anyway. And this kid said, hey, man, I heard about this thing called Blog Talk Radio. I haven't used it, but a friend of mine did. And, you know, you got to pay, but they have a free thing. Give it a try. So I logged in and, you know, kind of dug it, signed up, started using it, and the rest is history. And Blog Talk Radio, to their credit, good and bad, has really blown up over the same 10-year period. I mean, now everybody uses it. You got celebrities on there. Like, it's become like the mega for doing your own podcast, your own live radio show. It's incredible where it's gone. That's the good news. The bad news is if you don't have, you know, 100,000 listeners, you don't really matter. We got some listeners. We ain't got 100,000 listeners. You know what I'm saying? So that's how it started. And we've had a great run, and there's been some highlights, you know, like here's one. Here's a highlight I got for you.
Does that get you ready? Is that getting you pumped for the upcoming? I really don't hear that.
More, but I'm obviously on the field, so I don't get to hear that. But I remember growing up, and that was the sounds of the game right prior to you watching it. So yeah, definitely, man, give me hype over here.
Yeah, well, that's what we're trying to do. Hey, first of all, welcome to the Madden Voice. We appreciate you joining us. Dwight Freeney, 5-time Pro Bowl selection, 3-time first-team All-Pro selection, Super Bowl 41 champion, led the NFL with 16 sacks in 2004, Indianapolis Colts all-time leading sack leader, and voted to the NFL 2000 All-Decade Team, just to name a few of the many, many accolades that you have done in your career. And, you know, let me ask you this. You know, we're in June now. At what point you played in one of the best
Okay, we don't need to hear the whole thing. If I'm on the other end of this, I don't want to hear the stuff all over again that I've already done. I don't want to hear it. But that was Dwight Freeney. And now, JB, you weren't part of the show at that time, right, when we did the interview with Dwight Freeney?
No, not yet.
Okay, I didn't think so. So some of this is kind of informational for you, too, although I think you already knew that part. But, yeah, so Dwight Freeney was a highlight. Obviously, you heard all the accolades from Bloomfield, Connecticut, which is how I was able to get him, because I actually had a business relationship with his father and had done some things for his father. And I said, hey, look, you know, one hand washes the other, and together they wash the face. You know, maybe can you do something for me? And it took a little time, but he was able to get his son, Dwight Freeney, all-world defensive end, Dwight Freeney, to call into the Madden Voice. So it was great. Here's another highlight I want to share with you guys. So let's jump right into it. And my first question is, you know, talk to us about being a family member and watching all of the media coverage. Talk to us about how you feel the media has portrayed your cousin and his alleged involvement in this crime.
Well, first off, you know,
so I'm not going to get too deep into that one, but you know, if you watched Oxygen Channel over the weekend, they did a 2-day special on Aaron Hernandez. He's from Bristol. That was Randy Garcia, who is a distant cousin of Aaron, and he was able to come on and give us some family insight. Randy and I had a falling out later, and I had to cut Randy loose. Randy is not my kind of person. Didn't know that at the time. Found out later that he kind of is a piece of crap. How did they say? Yeah, stinking, steaming JB. You know where I'm
steaming,
going.
Stinking.
Yeah. You know where I'm going. I had to cut him off. Then you know what got me about Randy was his continual insistent on. He actually called me and said, I need to come on to the Madden Voice and I need to announce something about Aaron, and it's really, you know, I'm giving you the exclusive. And I'm like, damn. You know what I mean? Like, I put ads up, and, man, come on the show. Yeah, I'm getting an exclusive? Shoot, I was thinking, all I could see was ESPN calling me the next day. You know what I mean? NBC Sports, somebody. This is great. He comes on, he goes, I just want you to know that Aaron has found God. Now, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm a God-fearing man myself. But really, really, that was right. that was your, you know, come on, man.
In the context of it all, yeah.
Come on, man. All right, and here's another highlight. You know, from the Madden Voice, had this rapper on that I didn't know who they were, and just listen, see, JB, you know me, right? So just listen to how I mean, you'll know, but I tried to fake it, but I didn't do a good job. But just pay attention. Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Madden Voice, show number 57. Nope, I'm sorry, 58. See, even I lose track. Show number 58. August 11th, 2009, we are 3 days away from what many gamers call the day of the year, probably the most anticipated day of the year, the day that Madden officially becomes available and the video game world never is the same after Madden comes out. But the anticipation is unparalleled out there in the community. So tonight we have a number of guests, and all of which have the game, and all of which have graciously given some time to come on and really get into the game a little bit more to really get you guys ready for what should be a very exciting Madden year. And in case you didn't catch my name, it is me, Commissioner T, EAFL Commish, but everybody just calls me T, so you guys just call me T. I'm the owner of the EAFL, I'm the host and the Madden Voice. My co-host is taking the night off, so K-Star, enjoy your night off, and I will manage the show as best I can without him tonight. We'll have the game. There's already lots and lots of stuff on the message boards about the game. All right, I have the whole clip, and I don't know where the part is. I apologize. You know, just as a side note, you see, K-Star was on it. K-Star is on his second or third stint as host of the Madden Voice. So you can see, even back in 2009, he was hosting, and so this was probably his third stint as host. So just as a side note. So, but who I had on, JB, was the rapper Sonny Chiba. You know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he's part of the duo Camp Low, West Coast
Heard
rappers.
Camp Low.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Heard
Camp Low.
Camp Low.
Yeah, I've heard of them. Yeah.
Okay. So I didn't know who they were, and if you listen to the clip, there's a Madden personality, and just Google him. His name is Yo Mama. And me and your mama were let's put it this way, one of the best on the mic as far as what the Madden boys call capping, which is pretty much insulting. Like, the guy can get under your skin like no one can. And the only one that could match with him was, of course, me. So him and I, I did the Madden voice, and he started to do a show, and we went back and forth. But he actually called in to the show because he lives out on the West Coast, and he was all excited to be talking to these guys. So show number 58, it's in the archives. Maybe in the future I'll try to cut that clip out that I interviewed them on the show. Another highlight over the 10 years that we've been doing the Madden Voice, and here's another one.
Blog Talk Radio.
Show number 52, June 30th, 2009. Welcome to the Madden Voice. It is me,
Commissioner T, EAFL Commish, the Overseer, the Evil Genius, the Dictator, and a few other things that I cannot say live on the air, but I'm all those things too. Welcome to the show. Before we get into the main event, a couple of shout-outs I want to give. First of all, my parents' anniversary today. I sent them the link. I don't know if they're listening or not. Mom and Dad, happy anniversary if you're listening. My guess is Mom might be listening. Dad, he's not a computer guy, so unlikely. But if they're listening, happy anniversary. It is number 36 for my parents, so God bless them. Happy anniversary. The other shout-out, as everyone knows, many legends have passed over the last week, so I just want to recognize Ed McMahon. We all know him. Here's Johnny. If you don't know him, get on YouTube, check out the clips. Farrah Fawcett, in my opinion, one of the hottest chicks to ever walk this planet, passed away as well. Billy Mays, infomercial king, passed away on Sunday. And last but definitely not least, Michael Jackson, a sudden cardiac arrest, passed away. So RIP to all those celebrities and people that have contributed so much to our lives. But now on to bigger things. Now on to the main reason why you guys are all listening. We are just tickled pink, happy, honored, thrilled to have the brains behind the game. And of course, you know, they're going to say that they're just two out of many people, and I know that they are, but the brains behind the game that we are anxiously awaiting. We are sitting here counting down the days, finding other games to keep ourselves busy, but it's just not the same. If you don't have Madden in your life, there's a void. There's just something missing. It's Madden if you're not playing Madden. We played 09 to death. We loved it, but you know what? We've beaten it to death, so we had to put it on the shelf and get into the summer a little bit. But come August 14th, we will be playing Madden NFL 10. And we are excited to have with us tonight Ian Cummings from EA Sports. And Ian is, and you're going to have to correct me, you are the lead designer? Is that correct?
That's right. Yep.
And we also have Donnie Moore, who is also a designer of Madden NFL 10. Am I correct?
Exactly right.
All right. I did my homework. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. And it's customary on the Madden Voice.
All right. So, actually, I let it play a little bit because I didn't recall all of that. And that's actually kind of touching for me and my brother to, you know, hear about my parents' anniversary and you know, kind of a pleasant surprise, you know, that I don't, you know, obviously I've done 300 shows. I can't remember every show, but I actually do remember that very vividly because it was right when Michael Jackson had passed away. I believe he passed away, like, it might have even been on their anniversary, JB. It might have been June 30th.
5 days before. It was June 25th.
Okay. So it was close. So, I guess the point here, just to kind of talk about some of the positives of the Madden Voice over 10 years is, you know, back in 2009, for all of you Madden heads out there, you know, we never knew what was coming. EA Sports always kept it close to the vest, and they would maybe release one or two little details, but for the most part, we never knew. So for me, little old me, right, I'm not like one of the – and if you go through the archives of the show, every single guy up until maybe 4 or 5 years ago that won the Madden Challenge was on the show. Problem, Dynasty, all these guys, you know, people that I still know to this day. You know, K-Star was a Madden Challenge champion back in the day. So all these guys have been on the show. And what we were able to do was create a user base of Madden athletes. And I use the term athlete intentionally because these guys practice the game for hours. And maybe physically it's not as demanding, but you know, but the dexterity and the coordination you need to really be a top Madden player is unbelievable. So we had, you know, a pretty good base of people that were involved in the EAFL, listening to the Madden Voice, connected to the Madden community, going out there to tournaments. And so we were able to connect up with some of the developers of the game, and their thought was, we'll go on your show and really get some good interest, because obviously at the end of the day, it's about sales. So you come on and you pump up the product, and you're going to sell more games, you know. So that was their intention. And that was not the only time. We had Phil Frazier on once too. So, you know, to just think that it went from me buying a game of Madden and playing, deciding I want to join a league. I didn't want it to start a league. And then I went online, and Sean Taylor, friend of mine, was the one who said, you need to go online and play Madden. And everything that changed my life. I mean, literally, that one suggestion to go online and to play Madden changed my life. My life was never the same after that. So, you know, that was just an example of some of the things that we were able to do. I was going to look for the show, JB, but I didn't have time. But there is, I believe her name is Jo Garcia. You guys can Google it, but she is a gamer, and she was also a former Playboy Playmate. So somehow or another, she heard about the show, and she's all, you know, an avid, like hardcore video gamer. And so somebody connected her to me, and, you know, this was, again, years ago. And we had, like, a brief conversation. She's like, oh, I'd love to come on the show and talk about video gaming in general. I do play Madden, but I play a lot of other games. And I said, that's great, because the tournament directors host Madden video games, but they do Halo and Call of Duty and all that, too. Those were the other games that she was playing. So she came on, nothing about modeling, nothing about Playboy, all video game. This girl was hardcore, all about gaming. I had all these guys calling in. They're all trying to hit on her. I'm like, guys, be polite. Okay, she's a lady. Cut it out. But, you know, it's just some of the things that the Madden Voice was able to be a part of over 10 years. But then what happened, you know, quite honestly, is as you get older, you know, and I got older, and I'm dealing with these young men, mostly young men, playing this game, and, you know, it just became more work than it became fun. And I decided that, and a lot of stuff went on, and I'm not gonna rehash it all. I'm really not. Some of it was not pretty, and you know, it's in the past now. But I decided to walk away, and that I was done with Madden. I was done with the radio show. I was done. One of my co-hosts, who I don't talk to anymore, but he got an opportunity to be on ESPN and radio based on being on this show. And he got like a 6-week tryout to do local ESPN radio. He failed because he's not me, but he failed. But he got a tryout, and it was all off of being on the show. So a lot had happened. And then I just walked away and said, I've had enough. So months later, some of the people that were, you know, involved was like, man, you know, it's just not the same without the Madden Voice. And love to have you come back. So I came back. I did 2 or 3 shows. The first show I did, I called it Clearing the Air. And I wanted everybody to know exactly why I, you know, exactly why I left the show. And I went into a lot of detail and had a lot of people listening. And but you know what? After that, I did a couple more shows about the game, and I just didn't want to do the video game anymore. I said, let's talk football. Just like that. Let's talk football. I went out and recruited Dr. Train. I went out, brought K-Star back into the picture. And then ultimately, I sealed the deal and got the guy that's on the phone with us right now, JB, the voice of reason. And for the last, Jay, now how long have you been doing the show with us?
I think this is number 4.
Okay. So, 4 years for JB. So, you know, probably 4 to 5 years we've been doing just football. And that's the way it's going to stay. Throw in some, you know, politics, throw in some, you know, current events, you know, because we can. And I've been pleased. I've been pleased with the direction. And JB and I have had some discussions. And I think moving forward, going to make some changes, make some adjustments. And let's see what the next 10 years can bring, assuming I do this for another 10 years. Sometimes I don't know if I'm going to do this for another 10 minutes. You know, assuming I do this for another 10 years, you know, let's see what it brings. You know, there was another, I really must talk about this one too, because, you know, all these little things are coming back. So there was a lady that did a song, a football song, and I played it on the show, and she found out about it, and she was so ecstatic that, you know, I found her song. You know, she was trying to make it big. And so I'm going to play a little bit of her song that I played. Misty Gonzalez is her name. I really don't know whatever happened to her. She was an up-and-coming recording artist, and we had a little contact back then and did the song, did it on the air. She was all thrilled, and we were all over social media, you know. And I don't know whatever happened to her. So, Misty, I hope you're well. That's about all I got for you. So, you know, that's really it. Because we're not going off the air, we're not stopping the show. I wanted to take a few minutes, and actually it took about a half an hour, so apologies to JB, but wanted to at least take a few minutes and just go down memory lane. And I think the other thing I want to do, and then I want to talk about a few things before we get out of here, it's not going to be a long show tonight. You know, JB's not feeling good, and I'm still tired from my long day yesterday, but there are a few things I definitely want to talk about. So, but I want to just say this. I want to thank some people, and, you know, just because there's a lot of people to thank. So I'm not gonna get everybody, but, you know, I want to thank the Madden community because I don't know where the show is gonna end up going in the future. But, you know, I'm looking into that with my brother online here and also, you know, really getting the voiceover thing going as well. And I don't think any of that would have happened without my involvement in the Madden community. So I want to thank the Madden community. I want to thank Dr. Train. Dr. Train has been a friend, you know, one of my closest friends that I've never met. Go figure. We've never met in person, but him and I have been through a lot together. You know, you could thank the internet, you know, and social media for keeping us connected. And we've been through a lot, but I want to thank Dr. Train. I want to thank K-Star. I want to thank my brother. You know, I always think about one of the reasons I keep doing the show is it gives me a chance to spend some time with my brother because he lives on one end of the country and I live on the other end of the country. So we don't get to see each other. But I know that this night I get to hang out and spend a little time chopping it up with my brother. And, you know, but most importantly, I want to thank my parents, you know, and even though my dad is not here physically, I still feel his presence. And, you know, our parents have said to us, to me and JB, that, you know, we can be anything we want to be and we can do anything we want to do, you know. And just go do it. You know, that's how they kind of raised us. You know, there's no not getting it done. Go get it done. And, you know, I would have never thought that something 10 years ago, 11 years ago, 12 years ago, when I was playing Madden and playing in the video game and just playing in the franchise mode, that my friend said you should go online. And that would turn into something that literally just changed my life. Literally, it completely took my life in a whole different direction. So, you know, thank you, Mom and Dad. So, so a couple of the comments, and then I'm gonna bring JB back in. But, you know, it's interesting that in the last week I watched two documentaries, one about OJ and one about Aaron Hernandez, and I walk away from both of those documentaries with the same. With the kind of the same sickening feeling in my stomach. and it may not be what you're thinking, but can we move on? Like, you know, when is enough enough? You know, I don't want to see, you know, I don't want to see any more about OJ. And this one wasn't his fault. This was an interview that he recorded 12 years ago that he was not paid for. And they did rebroadcast it. I guess, they had blocked it. The courts put a temporary block on publishing it, and the block expired. So now they were able to release it. And so they did it, you know, like a week and a half ago. So you can't necessarily blame OJ now for it. But we can blame the media. Can we move on from OJ? I mean, let's keep it real. He killed two people. Sorry, black people that don't believe. Wake up. He did it. Okay, that's it. He did it. And he went to jail for 9 years for something that he probably shouldn't have gone to jail for at all. Call it a makeup call like they do in sports. I don't know. I don't care. Now he's out. I just want him to – and, you know, it was sad. His family, his kids live in Florida, don't want anything to do with him. He was going to move to Florida. They said, please don't, Dad. You stay in Vegas. We don't need you here. And, you know, it's sad. But you know what? It is what it is. It's not more sad than the loss of life that he's responsible for. Can we just let it die? And I'm not trying to be funny. No pun intended. But I don't want to hear about OJ anymore. I don't want to see him on Access Hollywood. I just – it's over. Okay? Let him wither off into nothing and one day just pass away and let's just be done with him. And – can we stop talking about Aaron Hernandez, please? Now the whole thing is he was gay and this and that. You know what? As many of you know, I met Aaron. I met him literally 3 weeks before the murders. I met him and Odin 3 weeks before the murder. He's got family. He's got people that love him, and they suffer. And every time you reopen that wound, they suffer. And he's got a little baby girl. So if for no other reason than for that little baby girl, can we let it go? Okay, he's gone. He took his life. He's gone. There's nothing left to accomplish here. There's nothing left to see. I mean, I get it a little bit with OJ because he's still alive and he just got out of jail, so I kind of get it a little bit. Aaron's gone. It's over. It's done. You know? Ray Caruth now, next, come about getting out of jail in the fall and wanting to raise his – no. You get out of jail, you go to the halfway house, then you get back into society, you go get your job at Walmart, and that's it. I'm done. You know, when you break the law – and I'm careful here because, you know, I'm being careful here, but there are penalties and there are punishments. But most importantly, there are people that are affected. There's families that are hurting, you know. In the case of Aaron, I know many of these people that are out there hurting. That's why I'm very careful when I talk about him on this show because I don't want to add to their pain in case they happen to be out there listening or someone that knows them are listening. I don't want to add to their pain. Let it go. Let it go. That's all I want to say. All right, JB. JB, I got a question for you. You've been sitting there patient. I hope you're feeling all right. I got a question for you. One of the biggest questions in the NFL this offseason is, have the Cowboys did enough in free agency? What is wrong with the Cowboys? So what is your assessment thus far up to today on the Cowboys' free agency moves? And do you think they should have done more, or do you think they played it just right, or do you think they haven't done enough? I guess that would be the same as they should have done more. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I think they're being cautious, and I think that's part of the new thought process instead of trying to do what they've done in the past, land the big free agent names and give big free agent dollars and get nothing in return. So I think they're being more cautious than anything else, kind of letting the dominoes fall, chips fall where they may, if you will, and seeing what's left over so that it'll benefit the team but also give them value. That I think that's really the name of the game is trying to get value. So I'm okay with the lack of activity, just to be on the side of caution, especially when you take a look at this what happened this past season. Injuries played a part in why they weren't as successful as they want to be. Lack of growth in key areas also kind of contributed to why they didn't get to where they wanted to be. So to answer your question, as a whole, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with being cautious right now because they need to figure out how do you get the best bang for the buck. So the approach that they've taken so far, I'm okay with.
Okay. Second question: what would you do with Dez Bryant?
Well, I've said on this show before, I think that he's lost a step. Does not mean he cannot be successful. Does not mean he can't be one of the top receivers. That's just my thought. I think that he's lost a step. With that being said, I think they should keep him. There's got to be some type of rapport between he and Dak. They've got to get it done. I don't know what they have to do, but they've got to get it done. They got to get it somewhere remotely close to what he had with Romo. I'm not sure how they do it because I'm not in that locker room, not in the training facility, but they should keep him and try and work on it. They also have to make sure that they've got the offensive line shored up because you can't get him the ball if Dak is on his back. And they've got one of the best offensive lines in the game, had injuries, and couldn't plug up those holes correctly, and that's when Dak was running for his life. So it's a combination of both of those things to get Dez the ball and get the ball in the right spot. So I think they should keep him.
So Alan Hearns came to visit, I believe it was yesterday. Would you sign him and then try to do something with Dez? Would you sign him and if the salary cap allows, if you can afford him, and keep Dez? Or is that just, you know, would you just not even bother?
I'm kind of leaning on the side of not even bother because between the two of them, between Alan Hearns and Allen Robinson, I think Robinson was the better of the two, if I remember correctly, before Robinson went down with the ACL tear. So if you do decide to keep Hearns, who do you let go? Because I don't think they let go of Dez for Hearns. And I don't see them obviously letting go of Wynn or letting go of Beasley. Is it Bryce Butler that would go? I don't know. And the other part of it is the salary cap. I'm not sure how much wiggle room they have with the cap. So I lean towards not even bother.
Well, my question was assuming you could afford them. So don't worry about the cap,
okay.
But if you could afford them.
Yeah, if you can afford to bring him on.
And Butler's a free agent. Bryce Butler's a free agent, by the way.
Okay, so then, all right, good. Then that makes it a little easier. But with that being said, then I would look to bring him on. If Butler's a free agent, he's shown flashes that he can play, but he hasn't been consistent.
Hearns.
No, I'm talking about Butler.
I'm sorry. I thought you – okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so that's why I'm thinking let Butler go, bring Hearns in. I mean, Hearns has been pretty consistent. I just think between the Allen brothers of Robinson and Hearns, I thought Robinson was better than Hearns, personally. But I think he would be an upgrade over Butler. So if you
I want to be crystal clear. If the Cowboys at this point there is nobody available that the Cowboys should take over Dez Bryant. At this point, Dez needs to be on this team for the 2018 season. At this point. You know, there were certainly opportunities, you know, could you get, you know, they tried to get Watkins, they couldn't afford him. You know, could you have traded and maybe got somebody? I don't know. You know, what's his name signed? Tampa Bay guy there, Mike Evans. You know, so there was some, you know, there was some activity there. But the Cowboys didn't have that cap room. So you've already got Dez's money figured into your cap. If I'm the Cowboys at this point, and I'm going to kick myself for saying this, but, you know, after this year, I mean, you take the $16 million cap hit for Dez, you take the $9 million you have left for Romo, and so next year, I don't know what Dez is because Dez is under contract for two more years, and I'm fairly certain that last year is peanuts, like $3 or $4 million, and Romo's done.
Mm-hmm.
So,
uh-huh.
You know, suck it up this year.
Yeah.
Put the best team you can on the field. Spend your money in the weight room, in the conditioning room, and with the dietitian to try to get the team healthy, because when the team is healthy, the team is competitive. Okay, so maybe you didn't make a big splash in free agency, but this team healthy can compete. We've seen it over the last 2 years. We've seen it, you know. So get them healthy, get ready for the season, take the hit. Okay, no more restructuring and putting the money back, and take the hit, because then next year, hey, if Dez doesn't do it this year, he's gone. You know, out of here, bruh. We took the hit. You got paid. You got your money. You had a season of 39 catches and 612 yards and 4 touchdowns. Sorry, you're not worth it. Goodbye. Now you've got money to go out there and get somebody and make a move and go get a top wide receiver and bring him in. You know, but if Hearns is affordable at 26 years old, I'd go get him. I don't like Bryce Butler going on TV talking about this, that, and the other when you had 15 catches all year. Now, I don't know how many targets he had. And I'm not blaming him completely. But you ain't done nothing to be running your mouth. And I get it. You want an opportunity. Okay. You know what? One thing I do know about the Cowboys, as I've seen, I mean, if you can't go out there and beat Terrence Williams on this roster, you can't go out there and beat Cole Beasley on this roster, then what are you talking about? I've seen guys come in under Garrett, LaRon Robinson, and, you know, guys come in and have great seasons and go somewhere else and get a big contract and then, you know, still looking for them. Can't find them. So, you know, you have the opportunity to show what you're worth. If you didn't do it and aren't getting more opportunities, don't go on TV and complain. I'm not worried about him at all. I remember him supposed to be this burner, and every time I turn around, he's got a hamstring.
So, yeah, well, you know what they say, your best ability is your availability. And if you can't get on the field, then you're not helping anybody.
No doubt. No doubt. So I would be fine, you know, let him go. I mean, if he wants to come back for a reasonable hometown discount, okay. But, you know, he looking to get paid? Yeah, nah. You ain't done nothing to show me that you're getting paid. And, you know, I guess I'm in the mindset of once you leave this team, bye, Felicia. I think that's going to be the next soundbite I get. Bye, Felicia. I got nothing for you. I mean, unless you were a legend, you know, unless you were Emmitt Smith or you know, DeMarcus Ware or something like that, and you were a legend, and you were like they talk about Anthony Hitchens now, like he was freaking Lawrence Taylor. Like he was such a playmaker. I'm sorry. I watched every game he played in, and yes, he played well. He had some games where he played well, but I don't recall him being a game changer like I've seen DeMarcus Lawrence, like I've seen David Irving. Why you at it? I don't ever recall seeing Anthony Hitchens on that level. I've seen him consistent, but I also seen where Sean Lee didn't play and Hitchens did, and this defense got roasted.
Yeah, so and that's the one I would compare him to, is Sean Lee. You know what I'm saying? He's not a Sean Lee. Let's make that perfectly clear. He's not a Sean Lee. So when you have a Sean Lee that's out of the lineup, that's your chance to shine. That is your chance to put on the pseudo number 50 and make a name for yourself. And like you just said and I've said before, he's been solid and consistent, not spectacular. Sean Lee has been spectacular. And that's what you need to show when he's out of the lineup. And he didn't show spectacular.
Hey, you know, there was a, and I'm gonna date myself a little bit here. So, there was a vice presidential debate between Lloyd Benson and Dan Quayle, and Dan Quayle compared himself to Jack Kennedy, and Lloyd Benson looked at him and he said. He said, I think Quayle was he a senator at the time? Senator Quayle? Governor?
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was.
No, I think it was senator.
Senator. So he looked at him. He goes, Senator Quayle, I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Sir, you are no Jack Kennedy. And the crowd was like, oh, my God. And that's how I feel about, you know, Sean Lee. Hey, man, I know Sean Lee. Sean Lee is a friend of mine. You, sir, are no Sean Lee. You know what I mean? Like, he just ain't. He's okay. You know? He you know what Martin say? He all right. He all right. You know? I mean, ain't nothing to get excited about. Bye, Felicia. I'm done with all of the, you know, Skandrick is gone. I mean, okay, Skandrick, you know, he was I'd say above average for his career. But over the last couple of years, I mean, there's a reason why the last draft, Dallas went and got three defensive backs in the draft. There's a reason. Okay? And, I mean, I don't recall Orlando Skandrick, you know, having that kind of – I don't recall anybody in the secondary over the last – since Roy Williams was a rookie, having that kind of impact on the secondary. You know, it just hasn't happened. So, you know, bye, Felicia. And now you wanna do the Richard Sherman and now go to – you ain't Richard Sherman, bro. Richard Sherman's the deal. Richard Sherman's a beast. Okay, we'll see how he comes off that ACL injury. But Richard Sherman's a beast. He's got a right to run his mouth because he's all world. Orlando –
And he got rings.
And someone even said that, you know, I'm not saying he's the player Richard Sherman is, but, you know, Orlando Skandrick's really a smart player. Okay, but back up. You just said it. He ain't the player Richard Sherman is. That's all I'm saying.
Well, he said he's really smart. Well, okay. That could be a gang of folks in the United States who's really smart. Well, thank you.
Hey, I missed this one. Cordarrelle Patterson going to the Patriots.
Yeah.
I missed that. That's interesting.
Yeah, and I said the same thing verbatim.
Yeah.
You know what? And that'd be a nice segue. What do you think about what seems to be the exodus out of New England? Seems like everybody is leaving all of a sudden.
Come on, man. Let's rewind the show. What I said, you know, I said it. I said there was something wrong weeks ago. I said it.
Yeah.
I said when Belichick benched Butler and Butler's on TV during the national anthem crying and comes out and says, you know, that he didn't know and all of this and the way that was handled. Come on, man. You can't. This guy played 97.8% of your snaps. And you decide to bench him for the biggest game up to that point. I know he played in another Super Bowl and he made the play that won the game. But this now becomes, because, hey, it's what have you done lately, right? So this becomes the biggest game of your career. He's dressed. He's on the field. He's ready to go. And you tell him you're not playing. And I think he played one special team snap the whole game. That was it. Come on. Belichick's a great coach, but he's not known for his people skills. And I'm sorry. That matters. You know, there's no reason, none, zero, to do that to a player except to be spiteful. And you know, at the end of the day, Belichick, you're 60-something years old. This guy's in his 20s. I mean, that's a guy that young enough to be your son, and that's how you treat him? Come on, man. And on top of that, let's even back up even more. The whole news story about, that got to give Costin Davis Jr. his credit because he said that Belichick was trying to get rid of Brady, and I said, you don't know what you're talking about, and he turned out to be right. But Belichick was ready to bench Brady for freaking Garoppolo until Kraft stepped in and said, you ain't doing that to my son. So when you have all these things going around, man, hey, I already said, quarterback, head coach, two most important people on that team. That's a fractured relationship, and now you're seeing another side of Belichick? Nah, I'm done. You know, when we forget, and this, you know, I can relate to from my days in Madden. Madden used to be fun. Do you know I hardly play Madden anymore? Because dealing with the league and all of the crap that I dealt with that had me walk away took the fun of Madden away. So I barely play the game anymore. And these guys having to deal with all this drama and all this crap, football, they've come out and said, playing under Belichick, football ain't fun anymore. I'm sorry. Yes, you're a multimillionaire athlete. It is a game. And what is the common denominator you hear of all superstars? Hey, man, let's get out and have some fun. right? Let's go out here and have some fun because it's a game. So, yeah, I said it last year. I said it several weeks ago. That's it for the Patriots. It is over. I stand behind it. They will not be in the Super Bowl next year, and they may make the playoffs simply because their division is weak. So all they got to do is win the division. They can win the division at 9-7 and get into the playoffs.
That is true.
They may very well win the division. They will not make it. Forget, don't even let that, don't anybody, don't even talk about them winning the Super Bowl. That's laughable. They're not even going to make it to the Super Bowl. And the way I'm feeling, I'm almost ready to say they won't even make it to the conference championship game. Between Jacksonville, between Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Kansas City, Denver now got their guy, San Diego, Houston, Watson coming back hopefully. Man, there's too many.
And
too
the
additions
they made too.
Yeah, man. Too many up-and-coming juggernauts, man.
Yeah,
Patriots
Houston
are done.
Is one to watch, boy. Houston is one to watch because they got – didn't they get Ty Matthew in free agency?
Yep.
They
yep.
got a couple other pieces too in free agency. Watch out for Houston. As long as they
watch
stay
out
home,
for
– watch out.
Watch out for Adrian Peterson too. He'd be willing to go there for a song. And that's a good guy to have come on. He ain't going to start, but that's a good guy to have coming off your bench. Give you 5 to 10 good touches a game. I wouldn't have a problem with Dallas picking him up for that. You know?
True.
Because the two teams, he lives in Texas, so the two teams he wouldn't mind playing for, Dallas and Houston. You pick
home.
Him up for a song and bring him in off the bench, 5 to 10 touches a game? Come on, man. All that experience, all that knowledge, and he's still a freak? Come on, man. Let's go get him. Anywho, Cowboys re-signed their long snapper to his 14th season. Hey, he's Mr. Consistent. Good move there.
Yep.
Danny Woodhead retired. Don't care. Let's move on. LeGarrette Blount, 1-year deal with the Lions. That dude don't know who he want to play for. And
well,
he played
I mean,
for about six teams.
Yeah, I'm pretty much. But you think about his age and his position, he's probably going to bounce around and get 1-year deals here, 1-year deals there.
Patriots also signed Adrian Claiborne, the guy who made a living off of Dallas in one game.
Yeah.
Jeremy Hill, Matt Tobin. Crabtree to the Ravens. Oh, and the Cowboys got some fullback. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, they had him before, and when Keith Smith left, they just went and got him back. So, yeah, I mean, that was almost one that
well,
you see coming.
He's been in Oakland for the last few years. I mean, he was on a practice squad, but, I mean,
yeah.
I'm a little disappointed that they didn't keep Smith. I thought he was pretty good. But
yeah, me too.
Mo Claiborne, 1-year deal with the Jets. Okay, good for him. Former Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Grant fails his physical. He had a $29 million deal with the Ravens, failed his physical. Man, that's a
shame.
Did
he go to the Colts instead?
If it did, I don't have it here.
Yeah, I think he signed with the Colts.
Raiders got Jordy Nelson and Doug Martin. Jordy's a good pickup. Doug Martin get hurt too much. I don't know about that one. Not a bad running back when he's healthy, but
I hate that. He's good when he's healthy. He's valuable when he's healthy. He's always got either knee injuries or hamstrings or something. I mean, I remember having him on my fantasy squad, and he'd rack up some yards and some touchdowns and whatnot, and then, boom, he is out 3-4 weeks with a hammy. So if he stays healthy, yeah, it's a good pickup for them too.
Crabtree with the Ravens. I'm still looking. I don't see. Maybe I just. Okay, I don't see Ryan Grant. Oh, there it is. You were right. Ryan Grant with the Colts. You got it. Okay. Yes, I think that's all the big news, all the big moves. Lions got Sylvester Williams, defensive tackle. Would you try to get? It's kind of interesting that Donkey Kong Sue, as I quote Cam Newton, has not been signed.
Yeah, I think.
What do you think about that?
I think
he wants to go to the Rams, but.
And I have it from what I've seen and heard. It looks like that's. I won't say it's
a
done deal.
You're not saying it the right way. You got to say sources, man. That's what we do in the media. We have sources.
My bad. Sources tell me that the Rams are going to be the landing spot for Sue. He was going to go to the Raiders. He canceled that one, went back to Portland. He's thinking about it. Sounds like the Rams made him a very good pitch. And you think about a trip to the Raiders, the silver and black, the vaunted silver and black, and all the history, especially on the defensive side of the football that they have, to cancel that visit, especially when you got a new coach in Gruden and you're going to Vegas, something tells me he's going to the Rams. There's just too much of that fervor in the air that says he's definitely going to the Rams. I see him signing before the end of the week.
Okay.
I like that.
Bruh.
Okay. Gotcha.
Now think about that. Let's take that one step further. Think about that defensive front. Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh. Damn.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Damn.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Good luck running the ball. Hell, good luck throwing the ball, too, because they can also pass rush. So good luck to you.
Yeah. Dez Bryant will be training with a route guru in the offseason. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
You were just quoted as saying when you run routes as good as anyone in the league, but now you're going to train with a route guru. So what you trying to say, Dez? You know, sometimes – just go do it. I don't need to read about it. Just go do it. I mean, I think it's a great idea. Just go do it. Nike, just do it. Competition committee, I love this.
No,
recommendations on a new catch rule. Okay? This is the recommendation. Y'all ready for this? Here we go. Number one, must have control. Number two, 2 feet down or another body part. Number three, a football move such as, one, a third step. Sound familiar, Dez Bryant? Number two, reaching, extending for the line to gain. Sound familiar, Dez Bryant? Number three, or the ability to perform such an act. So what they did, let me just tell everybody what they did. They took Dez Bryant's catch and said, that's a catch. How do we turn that into a rule? Because that... everything on there is exactly what Dez did that they said was not a catch. So if Dez does that this season, it will be a catch. But that year, they said it wasn't a catch. Okay? This is the rule that I've known my entire life. That's it. You have control. You get 2 feet down. It's your ball. And then, if you take a third step or whatever else, you're just reconfirming that you caught it. So I think they went and made it difficult, and now they're going back to making it simple. You know, common sense. If it looks like a catch, it's probably a catch. That's all you need. Common sense.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen if you catch the ball, you make your move, you lunge forward, and the ball bounces off the turf as you reach. Is that still going to be considered a catch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Based on, it should be a catch.
Okay.
So.
Good. Just double checking. I know you said it. I'm just throwing it out there just to make sure I heard right, because it's going to come up in a game, and they're going to go to replay, and sure enough, they're going to say something like that is not a catch, and then we're back to square one. I just don't have a lot of faith right now for taking something so simple and made it so complicated. So
you
call me sinister about it, but I'll wait and see until – we get to a bang-bang play. Let's see what happens then.
Yeah, we'll see. So last but not least, just a little Cowboy stuff, free agency tracker. So So tackle Byron Bell, still a free agent. He's the one that, you know, got whooped up when Tyron Smith was out, so really don't care if he comes back or not. Ben Wickery, I hope they sign him. He's got a lot of upside. He's a free agent, but I hope they bring him back. Bryce Butler, still a free agent, don't care. Jonathan Cooper signed with San Francisco. Anthony Hitchens signed with Kansas City. David Irving, they gave him a one-year tender, restricted tender for a second-round pick. Looks promising that he will be a Cowboy next season. LP Lattisaur, re-signed. Long snapper, re-signed. DeMarcus Lawrence, they franchise tag, good move. Still gives them a chance to work out a long-term deal, but at least they've locked them up for a year, if nothing else. Joe Looney, free agent, haven't signed. I hope they retain him. I think he's a solid backup. Not really starter material, but a solid backup. You know, more of an offensive tackle. Alfred Morris, free agent, don't care. Brian Price signed a two-year deal with the Cowboys. Defensive tackle, know nothing about him. Guess we'll see. Skandrick signed with the Redskins. Keith Smith signed with the Raiders, fullback. Kyle Wilbur signed with the Raiders as well. So there you have it. People that the Cowboys have had visit. They've had Cameron Fleming, tackle from the Patriots. LaAdrian Waddle, tackle from the Patriots. Marcus Martin, guard from the Browns. Justin Hunter, wide receiver from Pittsburgh. That would be a nice pickup. Dontrell Inman, wide receiver from Chicago. Another nice pickup. Again, no one to replace Dez, but to solidify the receiving core. Joe Thomas, no, not that Joe Thomas, Green Bay linebacker, visited. Alan Hearns, we talked about, visited. And Deontay Thompson, wide receiver from Buffalo. Don't really know anything about him. So what were you about to say, JB?
I was about to ask, who's backing up Zeke again? Remind me.
I think they still have, for one more year, I think you have McFadden.
No, he retired.
Oh, that's right. He retired. McFadden retired.
Yeah. So that's why I'm thinking bring back Morris. You said, I don't care. Like, whoa, wait a minute.
I really don't care. I you can find anyone to back up Zeke. Seriously. I really don't care. I really don't. I don't know what Morris is costing. So, if it's cheap, bring him back. If it's expensive, let him go. You can draft the guy to back. You can go get a fourth round, fifth round running back in a draft, and that can be your backup because Zeke's gonna be your bell cow. Zeke's gonna play. Zeke's getting, you know, 375 carries and another 70. You know, touches out of the backfield. Zeke's going to touch the ball 400 to 500 times. He's healthy. He's young. There's no suspensions hanging over his head. Homeboy going to get the ball. So you don't need to spend a lot of money on a backup. And frankly, like I said, what's all day costing you? Will he come in veteran minimum, a couple million dollars, throw some incentives in there, and bring him in? There you go. Good to go. Boom. Yeah, I you know, Morris, you're right, would be a good if he's cheap.
Right, because I think about...
Yeah, you're right. McFadden retired. I forgot.
Yeah. He doesn't cough up the ball, and that's the one thing that I do like. He can hold the ball. He's not going to turn it over. Again, unspectacular but solid. So if they can get him for value, then, yeah, go for it.
Yeah. But like I said, you can get someone in the draft. You could, you know, I'm not even worried about it. So, all right. I think I covered everything I want to cover. I think I'm good. JB, final words?
Good. Final words are, can't wait for some football. Cannot wait. Although I am enjoying the March Madness, just to pause on the football talk for a minute. March Madness has been living up to the hype and then some. I told folks the field is wide open. And sure enough, the field is absolutely wide open. So looking forward to watching Sweet 16, but also looking forward to the draft, even though I know we're still well over a month away. Still looking forward to it.
Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly.
There you go.
Dilly Dilly.
Yeah,
Dilly Dilly.
Hey, I already said that. Yeah, I don't really have much to say. You know, it's just I'm in kind of a pensive, reflective mode of where I am with the Madden Voice and 10 years of doing the show. And there were a couple of times over the last year that I was kind of ready to say, okay, you know, I think it's run its course, you know. But I think there's a lot more to do. And you and I have talked about it, and I think it's time to go do it. So I'm excited about some of the things you and I have talked about. And I'm ready to look at the next, you know, it's kind of like Kobe, you know, he started his career with, I think he was 8 first, right? And then changed to 24.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's us, you know, how do we, you know, and that was a 20 year career, right? So you did 10 and 10.
Yep.
And so we just hit 10 years. So now how do we, you know, let's. You know, look at the next 10 years. And I don't know that I'll do this for 10 more years. I'll be honest. But let's look at the next portion of shows. Let's see what we can do. Let's see. So, you know, I'm excited. I may not sound it because I'm still tired from yesterday. But underneath this fatigue, I am very excited. So got that fire going. So there will be no show next week. So I will just announce that now. No show next week. I have a lot of things going on, you know. So it's just not even going to try. So just going to skip next week, and we'll play April by ear. We will definitely we'll be back before the draft. We may miss a couple of weeks. Now, like I said, the show will be consistent through the off season, at least up until the weather gets warm. Now, y'all know how Commissioner T rolls when June comes in. It's my birthday month. Boom, boom, boom. Beach, motorcycle, you know, beer, fun. I'm not really going to be sitting on this show too much. So come like June, July, you're probably not going to hear much from the Madden Voice. And then August, we begin the preseason, and then bam, we're back. So, but between now and June, so we're talking April, May. Yeah, we're going to do some shows. We're going to keep it going, and we will be back prior to the draft. I've got the college football guru in JB who knows. You know, he's forgotten more about college football than I'll ever know. I don't follow it like at all. So he'll be able to really help us get a grasp on, you know, let's talk about first round picks and who's out there and where they might go. And, you know, he'll be prepared for that. And so, you know, at some point between now and the draft, we will do at least one show, maybe two. So definitely no show next week. Guys, don't miss us too much out there. I know you do. But don't, so I'm going to hold on. I have to find it because you already heard the first, what do you call it? You heard this already. Hold on. So that was the original, like when we first started doing the show, and the first, obviously, you heard it. That was the first intro, and so since you heard that about 12 times tonight, you know our current outro. I'm gonna do the one we've done the most on the Madden Voice. Wait a minute now, hold on. I'm looking for it now because I can't find it. No, that's not it. Hold on. See, you know, this is the you know, oh, here it is. Here it is. No, that's not it either. God damn it. Okay, here it is. Got it. Fine. So I'm sorry about that. Okay, so gonna get on out of here now. Please forgive me. I'm sorry I wasn't as organized as I normally am. I hope y'all forgive me. It's just been one of those weeks. That's why I know next we can't do a show, but we'll be back soon. So thank you, JB. As always, a pleasure. K-Star and Train, hope you guys are out there doing well. And we will be back sometime in April for our next episode of the Madden Voice. We are going to sign off to the theme that we used the most on the show. And that's how we're going to say goodnight. So we'll see you guys within the next few weeks. Good night, everybody.